This is The Guardian.
Hi, Regin Ahmed here, coming to you from Gadigal land. One of the most important waterways in the world has been all but closed since the start of the US-Israel war on Iran, pushing up oil prices and causing mayhem throughout the global economy. Today, we're bringing you an episode from The Guardian's international news podcast, Today in Focus, about the Strait of Hormuz, and whether it will be the thing that pushes Trump to finally back down.
I started my career as a journalist as a market reporter covering energy commodities, and the Strait of Hormuz was always this example used to terrify young market reporters.
Gillian Ambrose is The Guardian's energy correspondent. Understanding how oil and gas move around the world is her thing.
This is a tiny choke point in the Middle East, which can affect the entire global market in minutes, if not hours. It's almost mythic in its proportions. It's the ultimate sum of all fears for the market.
The Strait of Hormuz. You've probably heard quite a lot about it by this point. It's a stretch of water between the Gulf of Oman and the Persian Gulf out to the Arabian Sea. And it's kind of like the world's petrol pump.
20% of the world's oil is transported through a strip of water that is just 21 miles wide.
And as the US and Israel's war on Iran has ramped up, the thing that keeps energy reporters up at night, it's happening.
Today will be, yet again, the highest volume of strikes that America has put over the skies of Iran, ramping up and only up.
While the US and Israel have been bombing Iran from the sky, Iran has launched its fight back from the sea.
Iran's Revolutionary Guards warning that any ship passing through the narrow strait is a target.
It's shut down the strait.
This crisis has reverberated from a tiny geographical quirk in the Gulf, rippling through the global economy, and will affect absolutely everyone, from schools in Bangladesh being closed down to stone cottages in Northern Ireland running on heating oil, which has more than doubled in price.
From The Guardian, I'm Nosheen Iqbal. Today in Focus, the narrow channel of water pushing the world into chaos.